And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoorsman talking about those great stores now. 25 strong? Is that what you said?
25.
Oh, 25 my gosh. And growing, too. And both all over California, northern, southern, and central California. And then, of course, the big Fred Hall massive event coming up here with all the deals. Having a great time talking deals, talking fishing, talking tackle, all that stuff.
Talking Turners, man. We're having a lot of fun today. If you want to join us, we want you to be a part of the show. It's been a very busy first half, but some good opportunities. We actually had a couple of calls drop during the break, so a great opportunity for you to get through right now. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or get us toll free. The toll free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only you get a chance to talk to Mike, get your tackle questions answered, get your fishing questions answered, you might win one of two killer prizes at the end of the show today. If you didn't hear the beginning, we're giving away two $50 gift cards, good at any Turner's Outdoorsman location, including the Mega Fred Hall booth, both in Long Beach and in Del Mar. And, boy, we sure appreciate Mike and everybody at Turner's for providing
those
great prizes. That's awesome.
Yeah, so if you want to get through, one line on each side, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Let's start off this hour with another deal, Mike. Here we go.
Okay,
another big one.
For the bay angler or the freshwater bass guy, we have some 13 fishing Omen 2 bass rods. There's three different models.
Nice bass rod.
Yeah, definitely.
Regularly $119.99 to $149.99. They will be on sale for $49.99.
Wow. Come on.
Less than half price.
Well, I mean, a third. Yeah, some of them are $50 for a $150 rod.
$150 rod. Yeah. Wow.
That's cool.
While supplies last. Wow. That's a great deal. Yeah. Both inshore,
saltwater, or freshwater. They're a 7.3 bass rod, three different pound ratings, and, great for bay fishermen, bass fishermen.
Wow.
$49.98.
Wow. What a deal. All right. Got one more there?
Another one?
Come on. Let's hear it. I know you have a whole list there.
So one of it takes up a bunch of space in our booth, and because it's some really good deals too. But we have 60 feet of Promar in our booth. So
Wow. Everything
Promar
that's cool.
is in our booth.
Hoop and Central.
Especially the great hoop net year we had this year.
Yeah, and it's still going strong. I mean, it's been really good.
You know,
so I think the weather's got them crawling.
It's been
good. But jigs and lead heads and bait rigs, nets, all kinds of stuff. 60 feet. There's a bunch of specials. Buy three, get one free on all of the jigs, like the assault jigs, the live deception jigs.
That's a huge
special
one.
Show pricing on hoop nets and landing nets and all kinds of stuff. Gaffs.
Wow.
Everything. So
wow.
60 feet of it. There's
yeah.
a ton of it there. Super popular every year.
And they make some great jigs, some really good link rod jigs.
And, Rockfishing's right around. Well,
yeah.
Rockfish will open right
Yeah, be open
then,
by
so
the show.
Open.
Yeah. Everybody we catch in Rockfish will be working.
Yeah. You know, something crazy is going to happen. Something crazy always happens every year.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you guys saw that skipjack that, beached itself in Long Beach.
No.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I guess it was, I think it was the Enterprise. They were doing boat work, and they're like, what the heck is that? And it was, and there's a video of it, and it's a skipjack on the rocks, thrashing on the rocks.
That's wild.
Unreal.
February.
That's
like
wild.
This past week.
Wow.
That's crazy.
There's going to be some more crazy stuff.
Yep,
I'm
no
sure
doubt.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
It always does.
From sea bass to bluefin, something will
Something's
be biting during
happen.
The Fred Hall show.
Yeah.
Mark your calendar.
Yeah, no question about that. All right. Well, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Rich, who's calling us from Camarillo this morning. Hi, Rich. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Doing really good, buddy.
A couple of questions. One, with the rock cod fishing open to 450 feet this year, I'm sure we're going to have incidental catches of cow cod. So I'm wondering, releases for the cow cod, are they going to be available at the show? And which one do you recommend? Because I know there's some that are pressure released and others that are just a simple release. So that's my first question. My second question is, if Fisherman's Landing is going to have those $20 blanks you have in the store at the show.
So do you guys sell descending devices?
I have had them in the past. I don't know if I don't think I'm going to have them this year.
Yeah. Are you guys going to have them Fisherman's Landing tackle?
Same deal. I'm not sure that we will have them for the show or not. We've carried both the sequelizer and the Rocklease.
Yeah.
They've both been well. But whether they'll be in the show inventory, I'm just not 100% sure.
Yeah. So
I'm sure you'll be able to find them at the show.
Yeah. And I think I think it was last year the DFG was actually even
they gave away
some. Yeah.
Yeah. But there'll be some kind of a deal on them, and I think it'll be a big deal, especially at 450. I personally use the Rocklease. With cow cod, it becomes a lot more difficult because you got to add a lot more weight.
Right.
And that's, the other thing I've thought about on my boat is putting together like a milk crate with a bunch of weight on it, which would make things a lot easier, especially when you're catching all those little ones, and you got lots and lots and lots of them. There's designs that you can find that with a milk crate that you can use as a descending device, get them down there. It's really important that we all do that, because one of the reasons that we have 450 fathoms back is because they've been successful at doing these releases here. So Sequelizer, again, it's one that's more expensive, but it releases based on the gas pressure at two different levels, and it works very, very well too. Mm-hmm. But definitely have some type of a descending device.
I'm the identical as you. I use the Rocklease. I use it all the time when we're cod fishing. That's what we use. We use a 16-ounce sinker on it, but a fish as large as a cow cod requires more than often.
You're going to probably have a couple, 3 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. In the case of black sea bass, we just use a small anchor on a piece of quarter-inch rope, but
yep.
you don't tend to need to drop those things as far as you would a cow cod. So I think that we'll... the right device will kind of show itself as we start to encounter more of that. But Pete, you're dead on. You're going to need a fair amount of sinker to get something that big down, a few atmospheres to get it swimming again.
And it's up to us as anglers to be vigilant about releasing rockfish properly so there aren't a bunch of floaters around and then all of a sudden they say, no, this isn't working.
Yeah,
we're
you're
going
totally
back
right,
to the lower depths.
Things are clearly going the right way. And if you can, if we can very appropriately show that when a cow cod is incidentally caught, it can be released unharmed, we're going to continue to get more ground back.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, good question, though. And then on the blanks.
We will. You will. If you're stoked on the $20 blanks that we had at the shop, you will be very happy with the show specials we have on blanks. Yeah, we will definitely have some rod blanks at even lesser of a cost than the $20 bin at the show.
$20?
We're gonna have some really, really good deals
less
on rod
than
blanks.
$20.
Yes. Yeah.
What about you guys have blanks on
you don't
sale?
Do blanks.
You don't do blanks.
Nope.
Yep. Okay.
And then components to go along with it. When I've
you have a lot of components.
Component deal. Yeah. Like if you're a guy that likes to build rods or maybe do garage build for buddies or want to build some rods for your kids, you'll have the ability of building some cool custom rods, complete with handles and seats and blanks for $50, $60, things like that. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be some really good deals.
So those will be at the show.
You got it.
Okay. Very good. Thanks. And all the components and everything.
Same.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to John. John's calling us from Oceanside. Good morning, John.
Hi,
welcome
John.
To Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So I go out fishing on commercial boats once or twice a year, and it seems like when the fishing's really good, I got my conventional reel and I got my bird nest. Why shouldn't I just switch over to a spinning reel?
There really isn't any reason.
Yeah.
I mean, spinning gear is so much better than it was 10 years ago. Every year it gets better. And for local fishing, it'll pretty much do everything conventional gear will do, except for bird's nest.
I think one of the greatest pieces of equipment you could put in a novice angler's hands fishing on a boat, live bait fishing, is a Shimano bait runner.
Yeah.
I mean, there is just like,
no disagreement
it is
either.
Absolutely made for the novice or intermediate angler for that matter, because it's so easy to use, and it has that bait runner feature where you can just click that bait runner feature in and your bait fly lines.
Yep.
And then when you get a bite, you just turn the handle and set the hook, right?
Pretty much.
Just about foolproof.
Yeah. And they, like Mike said, they've improved all spinning reels.
Yeah, all of it.
Including the bait runners. I mean, the first generation bait runner is very different than today's bait runner.
For sure.
And there's several levels of bait runner based on budget and need and want. I mean, you from a bait runner OC to the newer, D models all the way up to the Thunnus, CI4s. I mean, there are multiple levels of reel starting at $100 going up to a few $100 that have levels of quality and drag capabilities that all offer that bait runner feature.
Can you catch a tuna on them?
For sure.
Absolutely, right? Are they going to be on sale at Turner's booth?
Allegedly.
The rumor has
I like it. I like it.
There's a rumor out there.
I like that. Just right.
Because Shimano stuff doesn't go on sale.
Hey.
However, it's the Fred Hall show.
We'll just wait and see what happens.
We just have to wait
But
and
I
see.
Guarantee you it's going to be the best time to buy it.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance.
Hills in Ventura, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm down here trying to fish, man, but it's really stormy.
In Ventura? Yeah.
Yeah.
A little breezy.
Hey, my question for Mike.
Looks like we might have lost Hills
We lost Hills.
But Hills
got him.
His question was replacing hooks on jerk baits, and I know that's got to be something.
Hills, you back with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you'll have any at the show. I've been using the owner, but then you guys let us know that Gamakatsu had come out with a really nice one, too, and I haven't seen it yet, but I'm wondering if you'll have any of those at the show at the Turner booth.
Are you talking about the inline replacement style hooks?
Inline replacement hooks. Trying to go through my listing. There's a good chance. usually we have a pretty big section of hooks at the show, kind of mix it up to make sure that we have everything that everyone needs. But
are you going to have deals on hooks at the show?
There's always deals.
Some pretty sensational deals, too.
Yeah, and, I try to fit as much as I can in that booth, but if I don't have them there, I should have them in the stores for sure. So.
Okay.
Now, what about hard baits in general? I know that that's something that has become really popular amongst guys in that calico bass world and all those things, and I know that's something that's near and dear to your heart. Do you find necessary to be replacing hooks and jerk baits, and do you have a favorite, and do you prefer going to an inline-style hook like that new Gamakatsu, or do you prefer just using a heavy-duty treble? What's your thoughts on hooks and jerk baits?
The inlines, for sure, like if you're fishing in the kelp, help a ton.
Is an inline hook?
So it's a single hook where the eye isn't at a 90 degree from the shank.
Okay.
So J hook instead of a treble, like a replacement on your hard bait.
If you took like a regular bait hook and you stuck it on, the hook would be sticking out the side.
Okay.
So this way it'll be facing.
So the eye faces down.
Is lined up with the hook.
Okay.
So just by having a single hook, it doesn't grab as much because you don't have the extra two hooks swinging out the side, grabbing all the kelp and everything like that or anything out there. And if the single hook gets hung in the kelp, it's easier to rip through it also.
Gotcha.
And less likely to have that kelp hanging on there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But single hook for sure. I don't notice that you hook less fish. Calicos are pretty aggressive when they eat that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like fishing those hard baits?
I fish them. They're not my favorite. I know they're extremely effective. I'm still a swim bait guy. Soft plastic.
You like fishing
and
soft
iron.
Plastics.
Yeah.
Iron and soft plastics.
And wax wings.
Wax wings. Wow, that's like your sickle weapon.
Yeah.
What size waxwing do you fish for calicos?
138.
Yeah. Okay.
Is pretty
any,
much what
any
I
any favorite also. Colors?
I mean, bone is hard
the
to
bone.
Beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Calicos love that bone.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why? Do. Yeah. Looks like, what does it look like?
Not broke, don't fix it. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Never could figure that out. Hope that helped you out, Hills. Thanks a lot for the phone call. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our fishdope.com report with a man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. The support sponsored by the Gamakatsu Octopus 4X hook. It's not just another squid hook. Nothing penetrates deeper and holds tighter. The offset beak point is actually sharpened, and it's forged from the highest carbon steel available. Every captain has their own tricks for how to rig a squid, but there's no question on which hook to use. Gamakatsu Octopus Hooks. Get them at your favorite tackle store or check them out at gamakatsu.com. They are simply the best. Let's talk to Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
And there's squid to be had. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing great. What's going on the fish?
Well, I'm just about to have breakfast with Mark at Gen Ren Sport Fishing, and we're going to talk about what's going on down there with him. But Kelly and I are here at the restaurant. We're going to go in a few minutes. But, hey, I just wanted to tell you, I was talking to Ken Kerwin there before he left on his trip, and I'm sure Rick's up against the same thing that most tackle shops are up against. The real repair thing is going out of control right now. Ken's got reels backed up all the way through the end of March into the middle of April. If you guys are thinking that you want to get your reels repaired and get ready for the season, you better get them into the shops now if you want to have them by May, because everybody I talked to is pretty backed up, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that it's time to get your gear gone through and get those new drag washers in or whatever you need to get done to your reels to get them ready for the season, and I'm sure Rick would concur on that. It's time now. Don't wait. Now that the weather's been all kind of funky and there's not much to do because the wind will not stop blowing, and it looks like we have another big weather front coming in on Wednesday, so what I'm suggesting to everybody is a tip this week is to get into your local tackle shops and get those reels repaired. Get that gear taken care of so you're ready when this wind stops blowing.
That's good
now,
advice.
Another week and a half that rockfish season opens, and you're going to get a lot of boats going out there and covering a lot of area, and you know what's going to happen, Ricky. They're going to stumble into that bluefin. It hasn't left. It hasn't gone anywhere. We just need that weather to calm down so we can all get out there and go fishing.
Yeah, no kidding. And, Dave, of course, fishdope.com will keep you informed about what's going on, where to go, what to do. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW in lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
You guys go check out my new website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. You'll be absolutely shocked by the information that I'm giving up over there. Everybody that I talk to just goes, thank you so much. It's unbelievable that someone's nice enough to give away that information. So
that's
go
awesome.
Check it out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And Ricky, did you get my messages?
I did. I was down in Mexico bass fishing for my birthday, buddy.
I know you were. I just want to make sure that you knew I said happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's nice.
I appreciate
very
it.
Dave. Well, hey, have a great time. Enjoy breakfast with Mark. Say hi to Mark Rayer for us, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
Captain Dave Hansen with the fishdope.com report there.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to jump right back into them. Phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited. Let's talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
I've got a question. We have a nice store here in Temecula that I visit. And my question is, with all the new products that keep coming out for fishermen, how do you determine what to phase in to your stores? Because I know, you know, there's a lot of reliable stuff that we've had available to us over the years, yet there's a lot of new stuff coming out. And, you know, I think about some of the Nomad stuff that has been coming out, like the Buffalo Jig and that sort of thing. How do you determine what to phase in?
Great question.
It's not easy.
Because your stores are only so big, right?
Yeah, you only have so much space.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you kind of have to get the crystal ball out. And sometimes you know, you see a lot of stuff at ICAST the year before, and then it becomes available. And you say, is what's going to happen this year or what's going to happen next year, and then you try to pick that product mix that'll best suit what you think is going to happen. I've been, you know, keeping track of this whole El Nino thing and with the weather, and it's like, okay, is this going to happen? Is it not going to happen? If it does happen, what's going to, how's that going to affect the fishing? Is it going to affect the bluefin fishing? Are we going to have albacore show up in 2019? Who, you know, it's always a tough decision. Once again, I rely heavily on the people in the stores to get their opinions on things, and I bounce ideas off everyone and get their take on it. But yeah, it's not easy.
Think about that. Think about that job. How do you determine what is enough 250-gram glow flat falls to put into 25 different stores, where Lori's San Marcos store is going to go through cases and cases and cases, and the Sacramento store might not go through one, but you've got to have them everywhere, and how do you decide what is enough? And then everybody makes a flat fall now, so how do you decide which ones you do carry in addition to when you can't get one or the other, and how do you don't? And there's a lot of moving parts that go keeping that many stores as well-stocked as you do.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, you just have to accept the fact that not everything is going to be a winner.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Nomad. Are you guys carrying the new Nomad line?
Yep.
We will have Nomad. There's some cool stuff
we'll have it at the
Nomad
show. Yeah, there are.
Right? Is it going to be on sale?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's the word of the day.
I like it, buddy.
Go down today.
Allegedly, you're going to get a good
allegedly,
deal.
Allegedly, you're
going to
get
down.
A good deal at the Turner's Outdoorsman booth. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the call this morning. No, some of those Nomad lures, they're going to take over.
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty remarkable. I mean, especially you look at Wahoo fishing.
Yeah.
And what the DTX 200's done to Wahoo fishing. There's always kind of been some, you know, there's always been the staples of Marauders, and there's been like the little custom stuff that guys fish and stuff. But now it's like, might as well just put a DTX 200 on and
seriously,
you're going to get stopped.
And with as good as that has taken over the Wahoo by storm, I think springtime yellowtail with that DTX is the 165. That's the next size down. Yeah. I think that is going to.
Oh boy.
I think it's going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. I think that'll just be yet again. I mean, they run straight and they run true and they run fast. And I think that is going to do to yellowtail fishing in the springtime just what the DTX 200 did to Wahoo fishing in the long range season.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just being able to pull those. You know, faster and cover more water and not have to worry about tuning them and stuff.
Jerk baits, too. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're the stick baits and, you know, the mad scab and the riptides for, you know, the foamer fishing and stuff. And then even like the buffalo jig and the gypsy jigs, you know, it's another flat fall variation.
Yes.
And
it's got good hardware on it.
Yeah.
Different sizes.
It's, you know, and sometimes having a little different than a standard jig pays off.
There you go. All right, 858-457-1090, open right now. You've been trying to get through. I have a chance to win a $50 gift card to go on a shopping spree at Turner's Outdoorsman. There's your chance. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Wayne in Huntington Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
I had a question about your grand openings. I know they're just, like, going crazy. It used to be one a year. Now it seems like it's one a month.
Yeah, there's plenty of
guys,
them.
Yeah.
The last one I saw you at was a Palmdale. I missed you at the Fresno, but I was looking for you. But I was wondering, I haven't seen flyers for the specials that are per store opening now like I used to. Are you guys not doing that anymore, or you guys just got so
many? No, if you get on our email list, we email blast all of our grand openings and grand opening specials. Talking about grand openings, I mean, this on the 22nd of February, which is this Friday coming up, will be our Tulare grand opening sale. And then March 1st, right before Fred Hall week, is our Florin grand opening sale. So
where is Florin?
That's the southeast Sacramento off the 99.
Wow.
So, the best way to get on our email list, and we have been... We'll blast them out with all the specials.
Because you don't really do flyers anymore. It's more so all.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of it's digital stuff now.
Yeah,
So that's the easiest way. And then you could always check on our website. But like I said, those are our next two. And with all these new stores, there's more
Are there specials only at those stores?
Yeah, they are only for those stores.
Only for those stores. So you have to go to the store.
You have to go to that store.
Yeah.
And, they're pretty crazy. I think we just had our Modesto grand opening the beginning of this month, and there were over 300 people in line.
Wow.
Wow.
And you said Santa Clarita, that was coming soon?
Santa Clarita will be in April, and that'll be the soft opening. And if everything works out right for that store, the grand opening should be in May, the sale for that one.
That's great.
All right. So watch for that. It's the easiest way. Again, we've talked about it, turners.com. Just subscribe, and you get all the information
yep.
there. Yep. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming for you. More of your phone calls, more chances for you to talk to Mike and win a couple of $50 gift cards to Turner's. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookup on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Cookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Still have a chance to get through. 858-457-1090. Open right now. Been a busy morning. There's your shot to talk to Mike. Ask a tackle question. Ask a show question. A Turner's Outdoorsman question. And have a chance to win a $50 gift card to Turner.com. Turner's.com. You can use it online, right?
Yep. Online, in the stores, so cool.
at the show, the whole deal.
Always hooking us up.
Yeah, very good. All right, what about, give us another one. Come on.
Okay, come on.
So going into tackle storage, I have an Okuma tackle backpack, which backpacks have become super popular.
Yeah.
Comes with four trays, normally $75, on sale for $49.98.
Nice. Wow.
It's a super nice backpack. When I saw it, I was like, wow, that's super nice.
That's
nice
cool.
Backpack. So for a tackle backpack at $50, you're probably not going to find it.
Including all the trays.
Four trays.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so that one's a pretty cool one there.
That's a real good. I still can't get over that one that you have for, what was it?
$12.98.
Yeah, small
bag. $12.98, yeah, with the two trays.
Yeah, so this one's just like a nice little day pack. I mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Some amazing pack deals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll have a bunch of those too. And you want another one?
Okay.
You know we want to know, buddy.
Okay,
you know.
So technical clothing, sun protection, super important. Everyone's getting into it.
Yeah.
And it's just way more comfortable to fish in.
No doubt.
So 50% off all hook clothing at the show.
Call.
Wow,
call.
No way.
It's all hook clothing.
All the hook clothing at the show, and I'll have a bunch of it, 50%
off. 50% off.
That's going to go huge.
Holy mackerel. Wow, that's a big deal.
That's a big one. You've been saving that one for an hour and a half to let that bomb drop.
So, I mean, technical shirts, hoodies, bibs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This is the Hook clothing that's spelled H-U-K.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hook.
Super popular, 50% off.
Wow.
That's a good one, man. I
Unreal.
Like that.
All right.
That's a good one.
Hey, let's find out what's cooking. Yanni from Fisherman'sBelly.com is on the line. I'm hungry, Yanni. Come on.
Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? And good morning to all the fishermen out there. Yeah, I'm a little hungry, too. I haven't eaten breakfast. But listen, I have got a brand new pokey recipe. And the reason this one is special is I lived and worked in Hawaii a few years ago, and I really got into pokey, and I loved it. But when I went to a Sam Choi restaurant outside of Honolulu, I had a pokey recipe that was from China.
Wow.
So I was like totally bewildered because I love Chinese food. I love Chinese takeout. I ordered it. I'm telling you, I have never forgotten that recipe, and I've made it quite a few times, and that's what I'm sharing with everyone today.
Whoa,
nice. Chinese tuna pokey.
Okay.
That sounds great,
buddy.
Pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
and how does a Chinese tuna pokey differ from a Hawaiian tuna pokey?
Okay. Let's start off first with noodles.
Oh.
This pokey has got fried noodles in it.
Okay.
And the dressing is definitely Chinese. The dressing is used as a mild vegetable tasteless oil, but it's got lime and sugar, which is classical Chinese. Mm-hmm. And the reason that the Chinese love pokey is the entire South Rim, the South Pacific, was infiltrated by the French. And the French introduced them to raw fish, which the French call crudo. And that's how pokey actually started.
Interesting. All right. Well,
that's quite a cool deal.
It'll be available right now at fishermansbelly.com. We'll have it up on our angler's table section of letstalkhookup.com very, very shortly. That sounds intriguing. I love pokey. I love Chinese food. Sounds like a great
combination.
That's a winner. Good job, Yanni.
Thanks, fellas. And if anyone has any questions about the recipe, reach out to me on Facebook or on Instagram or the website.
fishermansbelly.com. Thanks, Yanni. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Are you? Hey, by the way, are you going to be at the Fred Hall Long Beach show?
I sure hope so. I haven't heard yet, but I hope so.
Yeah, all right. Very good. We'll look forward to seeing you there for sure.
See
Thanks
Yanni.
A lot for the call this morning.
All right. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Mike, so we're going to jump right back into them. We're going to talk to John, who's calling us from Upland this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I was just my question is about the what spinning reel would you recommend for saltwater fishing other than the bait runner?
And what do you want to catch?
Well, yellowfin tuna, bluefin tuna. I mean, nothing, you know. I usually do a 2.5 day trip where we, you know, we get fish wind in the 30-40 pound range. So
okay,
I mean, bang for the buck. The Shimano Saragossa is a pretty tough reel to beat. I mean, it's super smooth, good drags, not going to break the bank. I mean, you could always bump up if you want to spend some more to a twin power or even go all the way and go all out on a Stella.
Oh, Stella.
But, yeah, that Saragossa is pretty bulletproof.
That for the money, it's hard to beat that power drag system. And you can catch big fish on a Shimano Saragossa.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Saragossa was born, like, from the technology that was learned on making Stellas. Like, they basically found out how to make a very high-end, very smooth, very drag-capable saltwater spinning reel for not a ton of money. You know, Saragossa, you're going to be in the neighborhood of the, I think, the smallest ones, the high 100s to the low 300s, you know, depending on what size you're at. A reel that doesn't break the bank, it's like buying a Torium, you know, that kind of mid-level price, but very high-end performance. I'm with Mike. There's not a better bang for the buck than those Saragossas.
And is the Power Pro special deal, the Max Quattro deal, count for a Saragossa?
It won't be Max Quattro, but it will be regular Power.
Regular
standard,
Power.
Standard good Power Pro.
I believe that's 300 yards on that.
So if you buy a Saragossa spinning reel at the show,
head over on to Shimano and they'll...
And they'll give you a 300-yard spool of Power Pro.
Not sure how it's going to work, but I believe it is going to be a spool. I don't know if they're going to be winding line this year.
Yeah, they were overwhelmed last year, I think.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, I was watching Robbie wind line, which is...
Yeah, I know.
It's been a while.
We got pictures of that.
Yeah. I took a picture of it.
Yeah. So Saragossa and all the Shimano reels will be available in the Turner's Outdoors and Booth.
Yes, they will.
So I guess that means they'll be on sale.
Allegedly.
I guess.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Here we go.
I guess.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. The phones are still packed up. How about next up we talk to Chris from San Diego. Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning, Chris.
Show. Hi, Chris.
Hey, I was wondering if we dropped allegedly at the show as I'm buying my Nomad lure, if I get a handshake or, you know, something else with it.
Our Nomad lure is allegedly going to be on sale. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I think
allegedly.
We get a deal on Nomads?
I mean, the whole Nomad craze has been pretty amazing, and it's not the easiest stuff to get.
Yes, because it comes from Australia.
Yeah, so we placed my orders. It's in. It's going to be super hot. I don't know how long it's going to last. There's only so much available. I'm sure you guys over there will have it at Fisherman's. I don't see that Nomad stuff lasting very long throughout the show. I would anticipate probably by the weekend most of it's going to be sold out for
everyone. Get there early. But one thing that will be there, and we should have them on the radio show at a live Hyatt Regency Long Beach broadcast Sunday, Damon Olson from Nomad will be here from Australia.
Oh,
they'll
cool.
have a booth.
That's way cool.
They'll have a booth, and Damon will be there. Damon is, I know you met him at ICAST. The coolest guy.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is such a great guy, and he's like classic Australian, just really enthusiastic and just loves to fish and has all these and is so passionate about his line of lures, too.
That's going to make for fun radio.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh,
for sure.
He's a wealth of knowledge.
It's a wealth of knowledge, crazy. Yeah. And he'll take you through. They'll have a great display, a Nomad display there at the show. He'll take you through, and you tell him what you want to catch. He'll show you exactly what in their line you should use.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing with Nomad is, you know, you go to the booth at ICAST, and we're just scratching the surface.
Oh,
right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The number of items that they make.
Yeah, that cover fresh water to salt water. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty, and it's all Good stuff.
Yeah, all quality stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's built to last.
Yeah.
It's catfish.
I think it's just beginning here. It's going to be they're going to take over a lot on the market share there.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive line.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
That's cool.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's what's so cool about Fred Hall Long Beach, right, is that you can see stuff that you can maybe only see at the ICAST show if you're in the industry and you have to fly to Orlando, which is really not fun. But
not in July.
Yeah, not in July. you can see stuff at Fred Hall Long Beach that you can see nowhere else other than this show for trade people.
And the information is so great. If you know that you need a new 40-pound reel, you can go talk to every manufacturer. You can go to, Penn, then Avid, then Daiwa, then Akuma, and then Shimano, and you can talk to the manufacturers about their reel and all the merits of those reels and talk directly to the people. And, I talked to the guys at Shimano, and I decided that I want to buy this reel because the gearing is the way that I want it. Then you can go to Turner's, and you can score the deal on it. Like, it's more so than just talking to one person behind the counter and getting their opinion. Like, you get to talk to the people who manufacture and represent every different brand and make the most informed decision you can all year long. Then you can go score a great deal on it.
Yeah, no,
it's such a unique buying opportunity.
It really is. Yeah, and you can go into the Turner's booth and like see stuff that you maybe haven't seen on the shelves at the local store.
Yeah, and with Fred Hall, it's kind of like the either kind of going back to that previous caller. It's a good testing stage.
Yes,
to see what kind of traction a new lure, a new factory gets.
Yes.
And and see how the consumer feels about it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's always hard trying to take my personal feelings out of things because, I get a little niche-y sometimes.
Right.
But
well, obviously,
we all do.
you've done very, very well with companies like Promar at the show. Because you're not just doing a little test there, you're doing a big wall of it, right?
Yeah, it's
Promar sells at the show.
It's super great deals on Promar and pretty much, because I can't fit that much in my store. There's stuff there that just isn't available in my shop.
Yeah.
And not available in almost every shop, but it'll be available at the show.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you carry those new heavy hoop nets?
Yes. Yeah. The XLHs.
The XLH.
Yep.
They'll be at the show on sale?
Yep.
Wow.
They will be.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are hard to get, too.
Yeah, very much. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
Sounds good to me, buddy. How about Bob in Lakeside up next on Let's Talk Hook Up? Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Really looking forward to the show this year. But looking at buying a Shimano reel, and I'm kind of torn. I do a little freshwater as well as bay fishing. I'm looking at either the Tranx 200 or the Curado K, and is the Tranx good enough for both, or? I want to fill it up with either 20 or 30 pound Power Pro. So, what are your thoughts?
You're talking to the right guy. I can tell you that.
Mike's a bass fisherman, so.
I'm gonna say, as far as versatility, that Tranx 200 is gonna be tough to beat.
Yeah.
For fresh and saltwater use. I mean, you could use a Curado K in saltwater. It was originally designed as a freshwater reel. The Tranx, it's easier to use a reel that was designed for saltwater and use it in freshwater versus, instead of going the opposite direction. That Tranx 200 is pretty awesome.
Smooth.
What would be the difference between that Tranx and the Curado K?
The Tranx has a larger handle.
Yep.
With a little more cranking power on it.
Yeah. So better for calico fishing.
Yeah. I mean, just that little more versatility.
And designed for a more harsh environment in saltwater.
Yeah. And power, right? When you hook a fish, you can turn the handle.
Yeah. I mean, those Curado Ks are great reels. I use them too, and a lot of those I use for like frogging, where you're fishing heavy braid and pulling real hard and flipping and things like that. But that Tranx is pretty awesome.
What do you put on your Tranx 200?
I put 50 on it.
50 Power Pro,
and it's kind of my jack of all trades, really.
Yeah. Do you like Max Quattro? Are you using the
Max Quattro? Max Quattro is nice
because you can put a lot of Max.
You can put
50
more
Max
on
Quattro
it.
On there.
Just that thinner diameter.
In case you hook like a big sea bass or something like that.
Yeah, you never know.
Which could happen.
Sea bass, yellows, who knows? It could even be a bluefin.
Yeah. The other thing I like about that Max Quattro is you can cast it. I mean, it really casts very, very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's a super, you know, that weave is super tight.
Yeah.
And it keeps its shape real well, and it just handles real well.
Yeah.
Speaking of good casting on our trip to El Salto, that was my first opportunity to use in the field the Super 8 Slick version 2.
Right.
I really liked it. I really liked that line a lot. Yeah, it casts really, really nice, effortless casting. I like that they sell it in moss green. I doubt that it makes a difference, but I like it. You know, that's a color that I like. It
sure.
was just it was really, really good. I was super stoked with the performance of that Super 8 Slick version 2.
Yeah, okay. It's a good call. Have you tried it?
I have not.
Yeah, me either. So, yeah, for sure. And they'll have it, hopefully, at the show.
Hopefully.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about John and Mira Mesa up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, John. Thanks
Hi,
for
John.
Joining us.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, so I have an uncle who lives up in Mount Shasta, and it looks like the closest store to him is your Sacramento store, which is about 3.5 hours from him. I was wondering if any plans of expanding even further north, like maybe Redding or something like that, in the future.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of locations that we're looking at, Yuba City, Redding, stuff towards the coast, East Bay stuff.
Wow.
We're not done yet.
Yeah. That's cool.
No, that's...
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of it, you know, it's the real estate game.
Sure.
I mean, so...
you're not going to be buying a store in downtown San Francisco.
Yeah.
I'm taking.
Yeah. So, you know, the big, like we keep saying, go, you know, sign up on our email list at turners.com, and we'll keep you updated on everything coming through the pipe.
Yeah. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Okay, come on. Another special. You got one more for us? I know you have, like, a big list there.
Okay, so there's tons of deals. There's tons of... factory promos from like 13 Fishing. You buy a Concept Z or a Z3, you're getting a free T-shirt, a free hat, and a free rod.
Oh, what, whoa.
Oh yeah.
Oh, by the way, a free hat, a free T-shirt, a free rod.
We're just gonna breeze
over
that.
That's a reel, yeah. Right? The Concept 3.
Yeah, yeah. Concept
reel.
Z. It's a
very popular low profile reel.
Low profile, no bearings. They use these specialized bushings now, and they're pretty amazing. They cast super great.
But no bearing stand.
How
don't
much
have
is
to
that
worry
reel?
About the rusting. $200. They start at $200 for the Concept Z, and then the Z3 is $250. I believe.
Wow.
And then
so
you're getting
very nice
a shirt, reel. A hat, rod, a Daiwa. You know, you buy Alexa 300 HD, 400 HD, Proteus wind grip rod, a Saltiga or a Saltis, and they're giving you a free hook sweatshirt.
And a really nice one, like a
yeah.
really nice, you know,
yeah,
high-end performance style. Yeah.
Sweatshirt. With Okuma, you've got, you know, you buy any Komodo, you get a free Axion Pro Inshore rod with purchase.
Wow.
At the show. If you buy a Makaira or a Tesoro, you get a free Okuma jacket. Also, it will be the initial release of the new Makaira 15T
at the
Fred Hall show. I think everyone's going to get some of those, and those are super limited quantities, so they're kind of splitting them throughout the show to all the different vendors at the show.
And what reel now?
Great
that's
flat
Makaira.
Ball sized reel.
It's the new size, so they had their 15 and 60, and the 15 was a little wider and shallower.
Uh-huh.
So this is a 15 tall.
Tall, okay.
So it'll be a little skinnier, like, fit in your hands a little better.
Like yo-yo, flat fall.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really awesome, like, the ultimate Guadalupe.
Yeah,
reel.
Great Guadalupe
Ooh,
size.
Okay, all right.
And so that'll be at the show very limited. I heard a total of 50 reels
Ooh.
Between all the vendors at the
wow.
show. So that one's definitely a Wednesday deal.
But it's still going to get a free jacket. When you,
yeah.
you know, one, you're going to get an opportunity to buy it, which will be tough, and then you'll get a jacket to go along with it.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
On sale.
Yeah. 9,600 square feet.
Yeah. There's a lot of deals.
I mean, you just covered just a few of the deals, right? I mean,
yeah.
There's
too many to talk about.
Yeah.
Same thing.
We haven't scratched the surface on all the terminal stuff and jigs
yeah.
and just everything. Like, everything that is the Turner's booth
yeah.
is on sale.
I mean, tons of line deals, two-for-ones. There's, I know, like, for P-Line Tactical Fluorocarbon, buy one, get one free. Yeah, there's just
wow.
too many to talk
so
about.
So you said the email list, turners.com, email list. Are you going to actually publish all the specials?
The nice thing about email is you can make as many pages as you want. So I anticipate there being like 3 to 4 pages of specials.
Wow.
And that'll come out the week before the show.
It'll come out the week before the show.
Wow. All right.
That's awesome, man. Well, I can't wait to see it. And I can't wait to find out who's getting a $50 gift card to Turner's, because we're giving away 2 when we come back. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We are proud to have the largest selection of Shimano products in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, plus the all-new Tranx 200. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Yamaha Outboard Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winners, $50 gift card to any Turner's Outdoorsman location, including the Fred Hall Show, are going to Angelo in Santa Clarita, as well as John in Oceanside. Guys, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked buying all kinds of goodies at Turner's.
Yeah, either online, in the store, or at the show, right?
That would be correct.
Got it.
All right,
show.
And of course, Turners.com is the source, and of course, once again, deals galore at the Fred Hall Long Beach and Del Mar Shore. If you can't make it to Long Beach, don't despair. There's going to be plenty of great deals at the Turner's booth, right?
Yeah, and Del Mar is still an awesome show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great show, and with a lot of it's a big booth, too.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Not 9,600, but still almost 5,000 square feet.
Almost 5,000,
so, yeah.
Wow. It's like
it's a good one.
And you'll have a lot of the similar deals that we talked about today.
Definitely.
At Del Mar.
Yes.
Yeah. But Long Beach coming up. March this 6th, right?
Yeah. It'll be here before we know it.
I know. It's like right around the corner, I believe. What is that? Is that 2 weeks from next Wednesday?
Oh,
am
my
I
gosh.
Correct on that?
Yeah. That is fast, buddy.
So.
That's fast.
Yeah, I think so. So, of course, coming up, very good. Turners.com, all the specials will be blasting out just before the show, right?
Yep.
Sign up for that email list.
For sure.
All right. And good luck fishing, Mike. Always a pleasure having you
get out
store.
There.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you for coming in today. Thank you, and we'll see you at the show. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Adam for all he does. Next Saturday, Doug Kern, the man, from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be here in the Mighty 1090 studio with Rick and myself. And then next Sunday, the special Captain Rollo program where you'll have a chance to win Rollo's Rod.
That's cool.
Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.